You are now rocking with the best. Thank you for tuning in to another exciting, exhilarating episode of the Catch This Fade podcast. We have a special show for today. We're going to talk a little bit about the wide receiver position. Now, the Cowboys have a couple free agents when it comes to the wide receiver spot. Cole Beasley is a free agent. Tavon Austin is a free agent. And then they also have a couple players that are on the roster, signed for next year, but not necessarily in the plans for 2019. That, of course, would be Terrence Williams and Allen Hurns, who ended last year with a gruesome injury. Now, according to what I know, and I can't 100% say this, but I'm pretty sure, based on just reading the tea leaves of how guaranteed years, guaranteed contracts work, the Cowboys are still going to be able to walk away from Allen Hurns, even though that he's in recovery right now. I think the rules about injury settlements and all of that sort of stuff only deals with in-season stuff, and if a player has an injury from a previous year, there's no reason for a team to have to carry that weight into the next season. So the Cowboys would be within their rights to walk away from the money that Allen Hurns and Terrence Williams are scheduled to make. It's like $7.5 million in cash combined between the two of their base salaries that the Cowboys could save, $3.75 million when it comes to their cap hold. So those seem to be no-brainers based on the fact that both were phased out of the offense during the year. The reason that they were phased out, first Terrence Williams because he's just not that good, but mostly Allen Hurns was phased out after the acquisition of Amari Cooper. Cooper is, no doubt about it, the number one receiver on the team. He is a person that they need to build their passing offense around. Now, one of the things that you noticed was that he was on pace with the Cowboys. He had 76 targets over the 9 games of the regular season. He was on pace for about 135 targets on the season. That's pretty much what his max was in his first 2 years in Oakland before he had the down year in 2017 and before Howie started 2018. That pales in comparison to what the top number one receivers for other teams get. Julio Jones flirts with 150 to 180 targets a year. DeAndre Hopkins in Houston does the same thing. But Cooper has never really been the type of person that gets that kind of look from an offense. Will that be the case in the new-look Dallas Cowboys offense for 2019? If so, it would probably behoove the Cowboys to sign him to an extension now as opposed to waiting, because if he can do what he's done with only 135 targets over 3 of the 4 years of his career, imagine what kind of guy he would be with 160 targets. He's explosive. He's one of the fastest receivers in the NFL. You see the type of separation that he gets. If he was to increase his targets to 170 or 180, it would be absolutely epic. So what happens behind him? We know Michael Gallup is an ascending player. He was a deep threat for the Cowboys. They played him at the X receiver position a lot, let Cooper be the Z, but we know that Cooper has a flexibility to be in any of the three positions. But we would expect that Gallup's catch rate is going to improve over the course of the season, and that would mean that his big yard per reception average will be boosted and make him into a guy that could easily get to 800 yards as a second fiddle if he just caught more of the passes that Dak Prescott threw to him. And I'm not blaming Gallup for that. They need to get in better sync, the two of them. Most of the time, it was Dak Prescott that was overthrowing Michael Gallup. They just didn't have the timing, but it's definitely something that they could get themselves together on over the offseason, as I expect them to work with each other throughout much of the year, as well as him and Amari Cooper. That then circles around to what you're going to do with my man Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley has been the most efficient Cowboys receiver over the last 3 years. They didn't really have a chance to work it out when Cooper was hot. They ignored Beasley. They waited until the end of the games, and Beasley has a reason to gripe about his catches down the stretch. If you looked over what happened in the last several games of the season, he was a forgotten man until the end of the game. The most glaring one was when they were shut out against Indianapolis. They never threw to Cole Beasley until the game was well out of reach, and then he got hot with 5 receptions down the stretch. So the question is, what are they going to do with Beasley, who can easily go out there and make some money? I think that Beasley could be somebody that thrives in any other offense as a top target guy. He could thrive in Green Bay. He could thrive in Kansas City. He could obviously thrive in New England. They've done that, the diminutive slot receiver guy, for years on years. So any of those three teams, I think, would really be great fits for Cole Beasley. But I think he has a better fit with Dallas. The question is, does Dallas think so, and will they be willing to pay him, seeing how much that he spouted off? Now, Beasley's problems seemed to stem from Scott Linehan, because everybody had a problem with Scott Linehan. He's no longer in the fold. So does that mean that Beasley is now going to return to the Cowboys? Is he going to be more willing to sign back with them than he was before? I kind of think, based on everything that he's tweeted, that he wants to go out there and explore free agency. He's definitely going to listen to offers. And if another team kind of wows him, like what Kansas City did with Anthony Hitchens, there's no way that the Cowboys are going to match, even though they have that $7.5 million in cash earmarked from losing Terrence Williams and Allen Hurns. You see, it's a balancing act between all of those things when it comes to making these decisions. If they're getting rid of those cap holds on the season, then they could easily slot Beasley in and have the same cap hit as what they're saving, the $3.75 million, by releasing those two, based on giving him a signing bonus that will be prorated over 3 or 4 years. And Beasley is getting up there in age. He's going to be 30 by the time the season comes around. So you don't really want to sign him to a five-year deal. A three-year deal seems more likely to me. So all of that is to say, the Cowboys now have to define what their pecking order is going to be behind Amari Cooper. But rest assured, Cooper needs to be the focal point of the offense moving forward. I love Ezekiel Elliott. He is, for weeks on weeks, he was ranked as a number one player in our power player rankings on Cowboys Wire. I think he is a tremendous asset, but the Cowboys have to do something differently to help him out. They have to focus on the passing game so that there's space in the box for Ezekiel Elliott. He ran into 8-man boxes way too often. Like a quarter of his runs went into 8 or 9-man boxes. That's just too much to ask for somebody, even though he's more than capable of shouldering that load. You have to loosen it up, and that starts with making Amari Cooper the focus of the offense, and then Zeke can be a quote-unquote complimentary piece, like how Todd Gurley is in St. Louis. There's nothing that Gurley does that Ezekiel can't do. So by focusing on the passing game, that then opens up the possibility for Elliott to have much more chance of success, and we could see those big return, those big runs return to his game, the big catches, all of those sorts of things that kind of got strangleholded in the last couple of years. I don't even know if I used that word correctly. Please forgive me. So all that to say, the Cowboys offense under new offensive coordinator Kellen Moore has a lot of work to do to transform themselves from where they were to where they need to be. It all starts with Amari Cooper, and we have a special surprise for you guys here on Catch This Fade podcast. Of course, follow me on Twitter at KDDrummondNFL. We are now going to go live to talk to the one and only Amari Cooper and get his thoughts on everything that dealt with the Cowboys offense. I got a lot of questions for him. We'll see if we have enough time to fit them all in. But here is the one and only Amari Cooper.
All right, we are back here on the Catch This Fade podcast and talk line. And we are here with the one and only number one receiver of the Dallas Cowboys, Amari Cooper. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, you came to the Cowboys, and the second half of the season was it was a whirlwind. It got everybody excited. There were some doubts about whether or not the Cowboys should have spent the first-round pick, but you quieted those doubts almost immediately as you stepped onto the field. Now, your talent clearly shined through, but it's my theory that a quarterback and a wide receiver, they tend to build their chemistry over an offseason, especially when it comes to things like the timing routes. So how much of your actual repertoire were we able to see you unleash while you were with Dallas in 2018?
That's a good question. With the timing routes, I feel like, it was more of a mental thing. So I had to kind of watch how he threw certain routes on film and kind of adjust my game to it. You know what I mean? As opposed to actually doing it and getting a lot of repetitions in with those timing routes, because I didn't have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I can only imagine that once you guys get into the off season, we're still technically in the last season, but you guys are going to be able to get together in the off season, work together on those timing routes, and it could be something that absolutely explodes in 2019.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that notion. I think once we have more repetition under our belt, we'll be more lethal than we were this past season, and it can only go up from here, I believe.
Now, when the Cowboys acquired you, you were already you're in the final year of your rookie contract, but the Raiders had already activated the fifth-year option, which means that Dallas does have you for 2019. But we saw what you did just with limited experience. Have there been any extension talks yet? I know your agent's happy that he knows that they offered Sammy Watkins like $15 million last year. So I know your agent's excited about that, but have you guys started talking about it yet?
We haven't. I haven't been talking about any of that yet. I don't know where they are in the process yet. I'm not really concerned about it right now. Obviously, it's really early in that process, but you know, if a deal is on the table, I think it'll get done the right way.
I think everybody's pretty excited about having you in Dallas for the long term. Now, right now, you're doing some promo work for Gatorade. Talk to me about what you guys are working on.
Yeah, so Gatorade just released a new product called Gatorade Zero. It has zero sugar in it, which is, you know, really good for me. But it's supposed to be, it's meant for lighter workouts. So like when I'm around the house, sometimes I like to just hop on my treadmill or some of my other equipment, get a quick workout in, maybe some curls or something like that. So it's perfect for that.
Gotcha. Okay. We're rocking with Amari Cooper on the Catch This Fade hotline. Now, to me from afar, you don't seem like the type of wide receiver who's going to complain about how he's being used. You're going to, you know, you seem to go with the flow, but every playmaker definitely loves a chance to prove his worth. So talk to me about what Amari Cooper would look like if you were getting the kind of targets that guys like DeAndre Hopkins and Julio Jones get, that 160 to 170 targets each season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely not something that just comes, though. Like, that's something you have to earn. And I think, like, for example, when I first got to the Cowboys, I was catching a lot of passes on third down, and we were converting, moving the chains. So on third down, they started throwing me the ball more. It's the same way with the targets. And so I think I'll see a target increase definitely like those guys. But I've always been the type of player that I never needed that many targets. You know, if you give me five, six targets, I'm going to make something happen out of it.
Yeah, I think with your time in Dallas, you were on pace for like 135 targets a year, which was basically what you maxed out in your first couple years in Oakland. So I think fans would like to see as the offense evolves, you know, especially under the new leadership, to see if that would become more of a focus for them. So do you have any idea about the stuff that Kellen Moore has in store for you this coming season?
I don't. I think somebody told me that it was official that he was named the offensive coordinator today or something like that. I don't know if I'm correct about that, but that's what someone told me. But I don't. I don't really know him like that. Obviously, I'm kind of a newbie to the organization, but, you know,
right,
as any receiver would tell you, I just want the ball.
Now, we see what happens when the ball gets in your hand. You're outstanding at running the slant. I think one of the services said you had the best pass rating when thrown to running the slant route. We know you're outstanding running the go route, so you must be absolutely craving your chance to run the sluggos. Is that your favorite route, that double move that gets you, you know, out in space like that, or is there something else that you really love?
Oh, yeah, I love this logo. That's definitely one of my favorite routes. I think I really know how to run it as well, too. I support a lot of touchdowns running this logo. I had one this year, but I couldn't quite catch the ball. What's up, man? And I'm really excited about this logo.
All right, now talk to me, because when we watched one film, it was something that honestly we haven't seen in Dallas for probably a long time. Somebody that of your stature being able to get that wide open. So I have to ask, what is it that is more beneficial to you getting open? You obviously have good footwork and you have to deceive the defenders with your upper body. Does one weigh more than the other in terms of being able to get you open?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that's a good question. You definitely want to have variation. Your route runner, like you said, I had a good rating, passer rating, running a slant route, which means I ran it a lot. But the reason I was so successful at it is because I don't just run one type of slant route. I'm able to run it different ways, and it's deception, you know. I make them think I'm running a different route than I'm actually running. But if I already ran a slant route on a guy, and I have to run it again, I'll run it a different way, and it'll be successful again.
All right, and of course, we're here on the Catch This Fade hotline with the one and only Amari Cooper, number one wide receiver in Dallas for 2018, 2019, and hopefully for years to come, as his agent and Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones will hopefully be soon talking about an extension. And I look forward to having these conversations with you moving forward, especially about some playoff success that's kind of eluded Dallas over the last couple of decades. We're definitely looking forward to you bringing that kind of energy to the team.
All right, thanks for having me.